Bauman, you had something you wanted to say?
No, I was waiting on Gibbs.
I was waiting on you.
He's on his third bucket of food since we come in
I'm
here.
Still chewing.
That's constant. I don't see how you talk on the radio because you keep chewing all the time.
I'm good at multitasking.
You know, he would have been a good Chewbacca for the original Star Wars. I told you. See there? He can do it.
Yeah.
He just needs the hair because he's got the size.
Yeah.
He's more like the Sarlacc pit.
Our Jabba the Hutt.
All right, where are we going here?
It's the NBA playoffs.
Oh, really?
They're here, finally. I know it takes a while.
I don't even know who's in it.
The Celtics didn't make it. Wait a minute. Unfortunately,
I know better than that. They got the second best record in the East. But I can tell you one team that did not make it. And here's what I want to talk about, Giddens. And Bauman will agree with me, okay? You must be the unluckiest person in the world.
Why is that?
Because you choose to root for Everton, who's pitiful. You choose to root for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Super Bowl a few years ago.
They're god awful. You choose to root for
the Atlanta Braves. Braves.
They're really disappointing. And then you choose to
Auburn Tigers.
You choose to cheer for the Sacramento Kings. Can you do me a favor? Stop cheering for Auburn. I want them to get better.
I need to start cheering for Alabama.
Please.
No, cheer for UAB. It can't get any worse.
I cheer for the Kings because our local greatest basketball player ever played for the Kings out of college.
Well, I get that.
That's my attachment to the
You'd be better off being
Kings.
A Charlotte Hornets fan.
That was 20 years ago.
I'm that old. I'm old enough to remember that.
Okay. Choose somebody else to root for.
That's poor fandom. You can't just switch from year to year, pick whoever you want. Who's the best team in the... Hey,
hold on,
Alex,
hold
I haven't been
on.
Watching sports much lately. Tell me who the best teams are so they could be my favorites.
No. We've never been bad except for through the Lynn Bias years when he died. Boston has more championships than anybody else in the league. Okay?
How'd you become a Boston fan?
How did I become a Boston fan? Because of the way they played in the 80s and 90s. Hard work.
They had more points on the scoreboard than the other team.
But no, listen. They won the majority of those titles before I was born. Okay? I like them because of the way they played the game.
Larry Bird.
No, wasn't just necessarily him. I can tell you one time I was watching them, I'll get to this, and then we'll get to the playoffs. They took a defensive rebound, passed the ball 7 times. The ball never touched the floor, and the guy that got the defensive rebound made the bucket at the other end. You don't see that nowadays. It's teamwork.
In David's defense, back in his time, he's either a Lakers or a Celtics fan.
No, not really. Believe it or not, there was a lot of diehard Philadelphia 76ers fans.
That's Dr. J.
Dr. J, Charles Barkley.
Fan
that's
of the ABA.
You know, be a fan of the ABA back Moses Malone. Seriously, they were the... That was one of the reasons why the Lakers were so good. They never had to get past that hurdle to get to the NBA championship. Boston and Philadelphia used to beat the hell out of each other in the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, now go on. Go on with your
playoff.
Well, it's picks time. We got to make picks.
Do you actually need mine?
Yeah, I want to hear them. We got to hear.
It's just one pick.
No, we're picking Eastern Conference Finals, God. Western Conference Finals. Who wins those? And who's playing the NBA Finals? Who wins the NBA Finals? And who's NBA Finals MVP?
I'll go on and give you that now. I'll give you every one of mine.
Okay, are you starting with the East or the West?
I'm starting with all of it. The West champion will be the Denver Nuggets. The East champion will be the Boston Celtics.
Hold on. The Denver Nuggets beat who in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, I have to tell you that, too. I think they would beat Oklahoma City.
No.
So the 3-seed Nuggets over the 1-seed Thunder in
the
West.
Okay. Yes. And then in the East, it will be the Boston Celtics over the Detroit Pistons in the finals of that Eastern Conference. And in the championship, the Celtics will win in...
Shocker.
I'm going to say 5 games.
Wait, can I pick your MVP?
Hold on.
I know who you're going to pick.
No. 5 games. And my MVP is...
Jaylen Brown.
Thank you. Go on. I can go home now. I'm done. Why not need to talk about the rest of it?
Alex, now that we've heard the real picks, tell me what you think is going to happen.
He's the guru. I want to hear this.
I think it's going to come down to the Celtics and the Cavs in the East. Okay. I think the Pistons with Kay Cunningham with his collapsed lung, I don't think he's going to be 100% throughout that playoff run. I'm a lot of trust in people outside of Kay Cunningham to come in and lead them past a team like the Cavaliers, the Cavs. Bring in James Harden is huge for them, help out Donovan Mitchell. Then they get to play the Celtics. And I love what Jason Tatum has done all season coming back from his injury. I think he looks a lot better.
He does.
Than what he did pre-injury, which is fascinating considering Achilles were career-ending injuries back in the 80s and 90s.
I want to stop you before you go on to the West with the East. What seed is the Cleveland Cavaliers?
They're the four.
Yeah, they're the four.
They're the four. Then they can't play the Celtics
in
the
finals.
No, they can't. Not in the finals. Not unless Detroit gets upset. Because two cannot play four. It'll be two and three, four and one.
I'm in the finals.
So in the finals, the Cavs beating the Pistons in the semifinals Celtics either the Knicks or the Hawks.
No, that's fine. That's fine. So they're the four seed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would have the Celtics beating the Cavaliers just based off the way the Celtics have competed all season long. They're far and away the best team in the Eastern Conference.
I first thought you said that the Cavaliers was the three seed.
No, the Knicks are the three seed.
All right.
And in the West, all season long, it's been a race between the Spurs and the Thunder. I think it continues that way with San Antonio and the Thunder matching up in the Western Conference Finals. I'm going to go with the Thunder due to the veteran they have. And when they need a shot, they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He gets it done and advances to the NBA Finals. Thunder and Celtics.
I don't think Alexander goes to the free throw line as much as he did last year. Jovic will get it done.
And in the finals, I have the Boston Celtics beating the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And who's your MVP?
Jason Tatum.
So we got Celtics.
We got it Celtics, covered every way, buddy.
Celtics. Blah.
Yeah. And he's muted.
Can't handle that. I don't do that when you talk about that blooming football crap.
The toffees.
Football. You call it football.
Yeah, football, soccer.
Football, soccer. All right, in my Western Conference, you guys are sleeping on them. The San Antonio Spurs, Victor Wembanyama, they have been the team that has been the Achilles heel of the Oklahoma City Thunder all season. I've got a 1-2 matchup in the final, but I got the 2 seed winning it. The San Antonio Spurs advance to the NBA Finals.
Keep in mind, the San Antonio Spurs have serial choker De'Aaron Fox on their team. Former Sacramento Kings player.
And keep this in mind, too. This past Tuesday morning, I learned through my reliable sources.
Weather Underground?
No. My reliable sources told me that the Sacramento Kings had tee times at Farm Links.
Wow, that's cool. Victor Wembanyama?
I said the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, I thought you said the Spurs.
No, listen. I'm trying to tell you that your Kings were already on the golf course when the playoffs started.
I'm sure there's some golf courses in California. Eastern Conference. For one, I got a bold prediction here. I've got the 1 seed going down in the East. Pistons will fall. Also, I've got the 4 seed Cavaliers against the 3 seed Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I got the Knicks advancing to the NBA Finals to play the Spurs. And in the NBA Finals, I got the Spurs winning in 6. And I got Victor Wembanyama as NBA Finals MVP.
Hey David, before you say anything, you know who the Knicks head coach is?
No, I really don't.
Mike Brown. He was formerly the head coach of the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, that ought to tell
respect.
You a lot. First of all, I got to ask you this.
Former Kings all who, in the NBA Finals.
Who is going to beat the Celtics in your wonderful Alice in Wonderland picks?
I had the Knicks beating the Celtics in the Eastern Conference semis.
That can't happen if the Pistons get upset.
Yes.
No. If the Pistons get upset before the semifinals, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I have the Pistons losing, so the 8 seed plays the Cavaliers, and then the Knicks are the 3 seed.
Who are the Knicks losing to? That's what I'm asking.
The Knicks aren't losing
Finals. The Pistons. Who are the Pistons losing to?
The 8 seed.
Okay, then three and four have to play each other after that. If you get yes, they do. The Celtics would be the top seed.
The only professional sport that reseeds after every round is the NFL. All other professional sports have static brackets in the entirety of their postseasons.
Well, either way, you're predicting the who to go to the to the finals in the East?
The Knicks and the Cavaliers. And the Knicks win it.
Blooming idiot.
The New York Knicks. They're going to make it out of the first round.
The New York Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers.
Spike Lee will be going back and forth, and they'll show him on TV a million times.
You want to wager on it?
You always want to wager. I think you have a betting problem.
No, I don't have a betting problem. I have a winning problem.
Like the Masters, how I won with Rory McIlroy.
Well, my Lord, technically, I mean, he went way out on a limb.
Technically, David won because he had the best average finish.
Oh, thank you. We didn't pick just one. We picked five. Your other four was at home on Saturday.
We were picking five to find the winner.
Your other four was at home.
There was no talk of average placing.
And he won the bracket
at the end of this.
His other four golfers were playing golf with the Sacramento Kings.